passionate instigator, and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. We are here on Om Times, and we're changing the world one Om at a time. So I want to greet you this week, and I want to talk about, first of all, missed last week because we had some storms coming in, and we ended up having to do a replay. We try not to do too many replays during the year. We try to give you fresh content, but sometimes you just have to deal with Mother Nature and what Mother Nature is deciding she's going to allow, even with all of our technology. So welcome back this week. Next week, due to some personal family things going on, I am going to be doing a replay, but perhaps it will be a show you haven't heard. So still tune in and find out what's going on. And I have Maria from California with a question. And we barely started the show, but go ahead and bring her in. Maria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Maria. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
You have a question.
Yes, I saw that you had Dorothy Morgan on, and I was wondering if she could speak to people having health issues right now regarding any kind of planetary activity.
Okay. Well, I hadn't even actually had a chance to introduce her yet, so I want to introduce tonight's guest, Web of Light astrologer Dorothy Morgan. Dorothy has been doing astrology for over 20 years now. She is on our weekly Web of Light show, doing every month, does what the time of the month, what's going on in the time of Pisces or Aries, or we just had Aquarius that was out. Dorothy, are you there?
I am here, and I'll make just a quick correction. It's actually in May we'll be 30 years doing astrology, so woo.
Well, I did say over 20. I couldn't remember how much over 20. So, and it's hard when you're only 29 to explain to people how you've been doing astrology for almost 30 years.
I was born into it. What can I say? It's awesome. It's awesome. But thank you. Thank you. Yes, I love astrology. It's my life. It's everything I do. I live it every day. And it's just, it's exciting. And I love sharing it with people. And thank you for today, because I know you're going to push me out of my comfort zone. If I've listened to the header on this show, because I like to, I'm a Gemini, so I like to, I can see both sides of things, and to get pushed out of my comfort zone, I don't go there very often. So I have a feeling that I've only been able to prepare so much, because you always can throw me a curveball. So I don't know. I'm only so ready.
So did you hear Maria's question from California?
I did hear Maria's question, and that's a really good question, Maria. And it's a couple of different ways to look at astrology, medical astrology, because medical astrology is a field in and of itself. And so that is a specialty, just like doctors have specialties. And I am, I guess, you know, after 30 years, I guess I'm comparing myself to somebody who has a lot of education. But when it comes to personal health, the most important thing to look at is what is going on in your own chart. So where all the planets are out in the solar system today compared to when you were born. So when you're born, you know, if you know astrology, or even if you don't, I'll tell you right now, we come in with all of the planets at certain degrees out of 360 degrees, and it gives us why we're here. This is our life path, our soul purpose. And a lot of it's related to very mundane real life. And so there are areas of astrology that are all about how I take care of myself, my physical health, well-being, even things relating to genetics, DNA, things like that. So when it comes to our health, I would really, to speak to you personally, I would need to see your chart compared to where things are today. But overall, so that's really the personal piece of it. But overall, since we, on February 10th, just before this recording, on February 10th, we had a full moon lunar eclipse in the sign of Leo. When we have eclipses in Leo, Leo represents the heart chakra, and the physical heart. Now, if you have certain things in the sign of Leo, that means you need to take care of your heart, watch any of those diseases or illnesses relating to heart disease, then that would be something that's important to you. But I don't know if you have any of those things, and not everybody does. So that is why, like right now, we would be feeling things around our heart and physically around our heart, if only if that is something that is already part of your life. Makes sense? What do you think, Kev?
Are you still there?
Right? I am. Colors?
Okay. Well, one of the things that I would say is that when, if we have some very challenging outer planet aspects that are clinking together, they can often mean transformation. And transformation is something that can be underwritten by health issues. Can under, mm-hmm. you know, we can transform without health issues, but I always say that if spirit is trying to get your attention, it's either going to play with your health or your money, because those are the two things we can't ignore.
And relationships. Let's add relationships in there, because people tend to like just exit really quick if we're not really paying attention to our own needs. So we'll add that one to the mix as well. But yeah, health is yeah. a big one. Health scares people.
Yeah. And so if there is a, so when there are some difficult aspects, and I say difficult, challenging, there are aspects when that are coming up. And if you haven't seen the 2017 overview that we did on Web of Light, the weekly TV show we did, you can find those at facebook.com/ Web of Light Expo, WEBOFLIGHT Expo. We have all of them there. And there is a YouTube channel as well. If you put in YouTube and Dr. Kevin and Dorothy, you would find, or Web of Light, you would find all of our shows. And Dorothy's on a regular guest. So there's a lot of difficult aspects coming up. And when difficult aspects come up and resistances get hit, that's a time when sometimes things that were lying quietly in our health may decide to come up and poke at us. The
exactly.
stress is increased. Increased mm-hmm. stress lowers immune system. And it's a time when people, you know, will decide, okay, I've done my bit for humanity in this lifetime. I'm out of here. And
right.
so we've got some of those coming up where we're going to have a lot of things come up hiding. We're going to have a lot of things come to the surface. Yeah. And those will include health issues we've been ignoring, dormant issues that we weren't aware of, genetic predispositions that we activate because it's our way to deal with them. So did we thoroughly over answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
And Maria, really, a lot of the information that you're looking for, at least for the and I don't know if you asked for something personal, but vibrationally wise, when we're looking at the vibration of the planet, you know, we are, you know, if you've been watching Facebook and a lot of different reports lately, we can see that the megahertz of the planet has risen. I just saw another one today saying, which I didn't confirm it, I only barely saw it, but we've gone from, we've always been between 7 and 12 megahertz, and now we're actually at 40. The last I heard, we were at 30. We've gone to 40 megahertz, which is a vibration of the planet, and it's a sound that the Earth makes when they listen to it out in space. And so when we're at a higher vibration, that makes us feel we need to get used to this as conscious human beings. Now, people in the mundane world, I guess I don't know how else to say it, in the mundane world, people who are just going about their lives and they're not interested in metaphysical things, but they are, you know, good people and just living their lives, they're feeling it like we're seeing around us, a lot of fear and a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety. Now, if you're a metaphysical person and these things, you're conscious of the vibration of the planet and your vibration, then with Uranus, it's the planet Uranus is what's doing this. And it's been square Pluto since 2012, but it's a separating aspect now. And what that means is we're getting the results of what was going on when it was a square aspect. Physically, we're getting to see what's happening now. And so we have to let go of old patterns and dealing with old ways of thinking and seeing how we take care of our health and our bodies, getting to a world that's more related to, you know, plant-based. I mean, I don't know, I can't commit to being a vegan by any means, but leaning more towards those things, things that sustain us, sustain the planet. And that's what this vibration, raising the vibration, is about around us in the world. And when we raise our vibration, our body feels funny. We feel exhausted. We feel very, very tired. We can't keep our head clear. Neptune is really strong with the eclipse coming up on February 26th. And the details of that are also on the shows that Kevin and I have done. And so we're feeling very confused. And so these are the general overall feelings that we get physically, because we are spiritual beings in a physical body, and we're responding and reacting, especially when we're awake and conscious. We're just really needing to take care of ourselves. And the number one thing I would tell absolutely everybody, and I did this about 6 months ago, I finally decided to make sure I was drinking enough water. And you need to drink an ounce of water per pound every day or more, with a touch of sea salt in it, because it hydrates you better. So you're not just drinking and peeing water. It's actually hydrating your body, hydrating your joints, and making you feel better. So that's just the number one remedy I always tell people. Drink more water with just a touch of sea salt. It makes you so much healthier. Really gentle.
And you can use margarita salt and a little lime. We'll be right back for our next, right after this commercial break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience in all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Mother, Ocean. Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times, where we're challenging everything and everybody. So I want to, so I heard that the world heard me making my coffee this morning. I want to apologize for the fact that you may have heard me making my coffee as I was talking to you. But I know you don't want to have me without coffee. But it's all made, so it's a good day. Dorothy, are you still there?
I am, and I did hear you. I heard you too.
I got to just where I got to exactly where I needed to get to, just literally dialing as I was walking in the door, and I needed my coffee. So anyways, Well, that was an interesting question. I didn't even get a chance to do my hot topic. So I'm trying to decide, should I skip it or move right into where do you want to stretch our comfort zones, or do you think we should do it? What do you want?
What's your hot topic? I don't know what it is, but I mean, I have some things that are really interesting that actually, what's your hot topic? Go quick on it, and we'll see if it matches what I want to tell the listeners. Stretch their
I want to tell our listeners to remember that we are now a call-in, a live call-in show, and we had our first call-in. We had Marie from California. So as this conversation is going on, if you want to call in, you may call in at 202-570-7057. That's again 202-570-7057 to call in and ask Dorothy or myself a question as we do it. So my hot topic, as people know, is either makes me warm and fuzzy or makes me hot under the collar. I noticed that another star came out today, and this time they came out to be bisexual, and that was the big talk news in the entertainment industry, that so-and-so is now a bisexual, and you know, is admitted to being a bisexual. And my hot topic is, why are people so fascinated with other people's sexuality, and why does it make a difference? I mean, on one hand, as an openly gay man who's going to get married this year and has a fiance of the same sex, at the beginning, it was really great to try to like widen people up and to get people more accepting. But it's like, oh my God. And this one just said, now they're bisexual. Now they're gay. Now they've decided to go back to being straight. And I'm like, why are we so fascinated by people's sexuality? And what are we avoiding by being so fascinated by people's sexuality? What do you think? Did that have anything to do with what you were going to talk about?
No, I was going to talk about the news and the media. But that's okay, Joe. You know, it's interesting because the day that we're recording this, the moon moves through each zodiac sign like 2.5 days. But the day we're recording this, the moon is in the sign of Scorpio. Scorpio rules sex and sexuality. And there are so many ways to look at a chart. I can look at somebody's astrology chart, especially if they know their birth time. The birth time is pretty important. But I can look at their birth chart and see if somebody is heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, trans. It doesn't matter. You know, I mean, honestly, to me, it doesn't matter. This is something, in my opinion, I mean, I'm heterosexual, but I don't care because I think humans are humans. To me, I see the soul, and why we're so focused on that is just the way it is these days because, well, you know, it's coming to the surface what it is. But you can see that in the chart. And nowadays, when somebody comes and sits with me and I see something that is like, well, maybe they are free to express it and maybe they're not. Because people will come in and sit down for a session and they're talking about a relationship. And I look at them and I say, okay, so just tell me. You know, I ask them now. And it's like, is it male or female? So I can just say the correct gender to you when I'm talking about what you're looking for in a relationship. Let's be open. It's like it doesn't matter. And I want to, but people are still afraid. They're still afraid, even in the privacy of a session room. You know what that's like. It's just you and one other person usually. And even then, people are afraid to speak up and just say, well, yeah, you know, I'm gay. I like women or I like men, whatever. And it's just so important. I can see that in the chart. today, I don't know what came out today. I really had to take a day off and avoid news today. But so I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't matter specifically. But the moon in Scorpio will bring that out once a month. We really will feel that. But overall, I mean, Uranus in Aries creates a sense of independence. And this is what we're feeling in a lot of different ways in the world. We're feeling the sense of individuality and independence. And if I can't be who I am, then I can't be who I am. And we're all feeling edgy, and we're all feeling rebellious, and we're all reacting in our own ways. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, and, you know, and it's interesting because I guess, you know, I mean, it's still good to have role models out there for kids that are struggling. It's still good to have people out there that are open and saying, hey, this is okay, so it's not a big deal. I just, for some reason, I mean, the person, I don't even know who this person is, Courtney Stodden, who says she's open to dating women. I don't even know who she is. But it's almost like it's humanity, as far back as I can remember, has been addicted to the National Enquirer. And what is it in humanity that makes us do that? Why do we only feel complete if we've got at least one little bit of talking smack in our day or reading smack in our day?
Because we're not being very nice. We need to focus on what we're doing. We need to focus on our own lives and our own presence. And it's easier to talk down at people or to judge when we can't look at ourselves. Most people, and it's psychological. You know?
So,
go ahead.
I was going to say, so now we're going to move into, in the rest of the time before the music comes on again, which I have no control over, just so you know, where did you want to take the listeners outside the box today? Where did you want to stretch my listeners' comfort zones?
You know, people are really upset about the news and how the media Donald Trump hasn't been really treating the media well, which I think is really funny because, you know, the media has been, they're so pissed off right now but they've been misrepresenting things for their own needs for a very long time. And consistently, they only show a piece of the story. We get a half a bit of whatever is the truth, and that's what America's used to and what we're accustomed to. We don't actually research and do the best we can, and sometimes you can't because it's just too much information, and we can't get everything. And so I find it funny that the news people are so upset about that he's not giving them the time of day. And so I would stretch people's imaginations, and I don't know if it's outside of a comfort zone, but I would stretch people's imaginations and say this. We have the planet Saturn in the sign of Sagittarius. Saturn is all about what's traditional and what's the old way of doing things and getting news the way we used to get it. Sagittarius is about stretching our imagination into something that's different and new. And Sagittarius is fun, engaging, full of inspiration, wants you to experience something. Only somebody can tell you what it's like to jump out of a plane. You're never going to know until you experience it yourself, right? And so it's lighthearted, it's humor, it's fun. I want you to get your news. If you're tired of listening to the news and you're tired of all the BS that goes along with it, go on to the Daily Show, whatever channel that's on, I don't remember, with Trevor Noah, and or go on to John Oliver, go on to Comedy News, these guys. And this is why Saturday Night Live is doing so well, because I know it's satirical, but there is so much truth when you're looking at comedies and comedians talking about what's going on in everyday life. This is Saturn in Sagittarius. You know, the lady I learned astrology from, she's a Sag, and she said, she always told me a couple years ago before Saturn moved in, when we get to Saturn in Sag, we are going to be getting our news from the comedians because they're going to be so right on. What do you think about that, Kevin?
Well, I think that it is a that we have become the butt of our own jokes in this country. And so getting our getting our news from the comedy is, I think that it's not a uniquely American thing. Two summers ago, I spent 4 months in England, and they take the mickey much worse than we ever did out of their politicians and just really have a go at them and really, you know, say things that you couldn't get away with saying over here before. And so, frankly, I think that, you know, I'm not surprised that there is this, like, expansion that the Comedy Central, which is where you're going to find The Daily Show. And,
oh, that's right. Yep.
Comedy Central, and where you're going to find these, are really going to be the places, because they're not under at least at this moment, the same influences as CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, which actually really should just be called faux news at this point. You know, and some of the out of reality statements that they make. You know, but people have to also need to get a little indignant that their government and their politicians think that they're so stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I know, we've always had political satirists. I mean, look at Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Oh. There was a guy who knew how to take the Mickey out of people. And there's always been some influence, but I don't think that it was ever been as bought and paid for influence as there is now. And there's the sound of our break, and we'll be right back with Dorothy Morgan.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio, for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. And tonight we're challenging the stars, or at least one star, the star Dorothy Morgan, our Web of Light astrologer. She shines brightly in the Web of Light sky. If you haven't seen Dorothy on our weekly show, she comes in once a month, sometimes even twice if there's a special. and shares with all of our viewers. So if you have, if you've not been catching her on our Web of Light TV show, go to weboflightexpo.com or go to weboflight.com, click TV show, go to the YouTube channel, wherever, and you can see her brightly smiling face, as well as hear her dulcet tones. Hey, dulcet, how you doing?
I'm good. People can, hey, people can also go to my website, nhastrologer.com, and on the media page is where I also have the Web of Light TV show. Plus, I do the new moon and the full moon forecast as a video, and I do the written forecast as well. And that's also on my website, so you can read it, because sometimes video isn't for people. Sometimes people like to read what's going on. So all of that is available on my website. Some of it's available on yours. And so, you know, media information, you will not be missing. You will not, I don't know if you'll be misinformed, but you will not be not informed.
Well, we're hoping that they're not. We're hoping that they're not misinformed.
I know. I heard myself there.
Anyways, so this is the now, if you have not listened to this show, you have to take the quiz. Do you know what the quiz is?
Do I know what the quiz is? No. I mean, I know there's a few questions that you asked me, but no, what?
Okay, so here's your quiz. It's the quiz that every guest, first-time guest, gets on this segment. So from what movie came this line? Ignore the man behind the curtain.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
It's the Wizard of Oz. And in the Wizard of Oz, it's right around that moment that the dog basically shows that the great and powerful Oz is really just a shyster whose balloon blew off track from Kansas. And so we call this behind the curtain segment, and it's behind the curtain because we want you to pull the curtain back and we want you to expose our listeners to something that basically they're just getting the wrong information, the wrong deal about. It's just being misrepresented. So now that you've passed the quiz, you may proceed and share, enlighten my listeners.
Well, there's a couple of things which is really interesting that I would like to say here. Number one, there is no 13th sign. And when that BS comes out, it comes out about every 18 months or so, where there's a 13th sign called Ophiuchus. It's between Sagittarius and a Scorpio. Basically, it's not part of the zodiac belt. The zodiac belt is around the planet, fixed at the first day of spring, tropical zodiac. There are 12 zodiac signs, and it's all within a visible place that we can see on the Earth. It's a visible orbit. It's called the ecliptic, right? Where the planets move. Ophiuchus, the tiniest little piece of that constellation, is in that area, considered like the roadway of where the planets move around the planet as we spin and spin and spin. So there is no 13th sign. There will never be a 13th sign. NASA never said there was a 13th sign. It is a complete misrepresentation. And it comes through every couple of I get people every 2 or 3 months saying, oh my God, I'm a new zodiac sign. And I'm like, no, don't freak out. We really identify. And that leads into the second phase of this, because people really, really identify with their zodiac signs. And when this 13th sign comes around again as a misrepresentation, it's funny because when somebody will say, well, I'm this sun sign, there's no way I'm that one before me or the one after me. That's just not true. And the funny thing is, it's like we get so hung up on what our sun sign is that we forget that we use 7 other planets and the moon in who we are. You know, like you, Kevin, you're a Cancer. You're not just a Cancer. You know, your moon is in, I forgot where your moon sign is right now.
In the place, it's in the sky right now.
Oh, Scorpio, that's right. Your moon's in Scorpio. You know, I mean, my moon's in Capricorn. I have the degree in the zodiac sign that's on the horizon at the moment that you're born is so important. That's the face you show to the world. So the misrepresentation is twofold for me in astrology. Is there's no 13th zodiac sign. They're not going to shift you around ever, 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 no matter how convincing the article seems. And you are more than your sun sign. You are the sun, which is our ego, the moon, our emotions and how we're raised, Mercury, how we communicate, Venus, how we love, what we value, Mars, how we take action and what we're passionate about. Jupiter, where we want to expand our knowledge and our information. Saturn, how we're, you know, where our foundation and the structure and education is in our life. Uranus, where we're independent. Neptune, where we're spiritual. Pluto, where we transform. So, and then there's the North and the South Nodes and life path. The whole thing is a complete picture. So when we look at sun sign astrology, which is what horoscopes are, when they're talking about what's going on for each zodiac sign, that is sun sign astrology, and they're only looking at the sun as if it was on, as if everybody was born at sunrise. Excuse me, sunrise.
Well, you know, there is a, there was this, I've done it a couple of times at different conferences and things I've gone to where they have this exercise they do where they take this box and there's something in the box and there's these holes mm-hmm. cut out and you put your hand in and you only feel what your hand touches and everybody else only feels what their hand touches. And then as a team, you're supposed to get together and say what's in the box. And it's a hilarious exercise because, you know, some people think it's alive. Some people think that it's an animal, a plant, other people, because everybody's only getting one little piece of a larger thing. And so you have some people that go crazy over moon signs. What's your moon sign? Oh, well, what's your rising sign? I mean, what's your sun sign? When people say, oh, so what sign are you?
Right.
You know, to the proper response is, well, for you, it's stop. For you, it's go. For you, it's, well, we might yield. you know, so it's really important to understand that, and not only do we have those planets, but those planets are in houses. And those houses have also signs. And, you know, again, never to the extent that you know, that you have delved into it. But when I used to do like intro astrology to try to explain stuff to people, I would take the old the overhead projector and, you know, and you'd have those transparencies. And I'd be like, okay, well, here's mm-hmm. the first transparency. And this represents this. And here's the second. Well, and then here's the third. Well, then here's the fourth. And well, here's the fifth. And by the time, and people would be like, oh, my God. And I'm like, yeah. So, no, you're not just a Cancer.
And so we are multifaceted like a diamond or like in stone you want to think of, whatever's your favorite stone that's cut. We are multifaceted. So while we are that diamond, let's just use that anyways, so we are that diamond, we have multiple pieces to us. And that is where astrology is misrepresented. But sun sign astrology is also good, even though it's misrepresented because people don't go any further than that. They don't know that there's more. And since so that does misrepresent it. But you know what it also does on the flip side, because I'm very much an optimist. On the flip side, astrology, just introducing the sun sign astrology, which is what I've just described, that gets people interested in astrology. Because people can either, you know, agree or deny that that's who they are. And that might just trigger something in them in saying, how did you know that? How did you know that? And that piques a person's interest. And then a person will go a little further and a little further. And that's where my students come from, because they know there's more to it. And that's just the ones who are curious. In astrology, to learn astrology, it's like learning a language. And it's the only other language I know outside of English. I've tried learning Spanish, and I do want to learn it. But you can't really learn a language unless you have somebody to talk to in a foreign language. And so that's where I come in as far as a teacher of astrology. I'll teach the beginning stuff, and I teach other astrologers, other professional astrologers like myself, because they need somebody to bounce things off. They just don't have as much experience as I do, so they bounce things off of me. So you need somebody to talk to who talks the language. So astrology is a language, and it's a complex language. And so that's why, you know, you are not just a Cancer. I'm not just a Gemini. And you guys are learning a lot about Geminis because I know I'm talking fast, and I still can't slow it down. Geminis talk fast. We want to give you all the information, not just a piece of it, because we don't have enough time.
Well, and, right, and Angie, my co-host on the Web of Light show that Dorothy comes on, she's also a Gemini. So between the two of them, I can't get a word in edgewise.
Actually, she's a quiet Gemini. You know, she contemplates. And see, that's where it comes in. I mean, I'm super serious about a lot of stuff. And even though I'm a Gemini and I can be very social, and you can put me in a room of strangers, and I will talk to everybody in there, which is fine. I won't talk your ear off, but I will talk to many people who are open to talking, even if I don't know you. I don't have a problem with that. But I'm also very serious, and I'll talk about logical, really practical stuff, because my emotions, the moon sign in my chart is in Capricorn. That wants things to be orderly and in fashion, and this is how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to follow the rules. So I need people like Kevin that push me outside of my comfort zone, because I don't get pushed outside my comfort zone very often.
And you do at least once. You do at least once a month at taping.
Yes, I do. Well, I got a big transit on that. You know, the planet that's outside the box is Uranus. And I have Uranus.
And there's our music. We'll be right back.
Right back.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone here on OM Times Radio. This is a live call-in show, so you may call in, and when you do, you can ask your questions. We already had one caller in today. You can ask your questions of Dorothy or myself. If you do want to call in, the call-in number is 202-570, and I just spaced on the last four digits. I can't believe I did that. It's 202-570, and I'll get you those four digits in a second. It's here somewhere. So, Dorothy, are you still there?
I am still here, and I was looking too, and I can't find it either.
I put it on all the postings, and I went to bring it up, and there's been so much stuff getting posted on my timeline recently that I can't find it.
All right, one. What is the number? 202-570. Is it 7057?
Probably. I'm trying to see if I can get to a place where I can verify that. So, in this last segment, this is the segment that I call, and that's the correct number. Hey, good job. Our Gemini remembered it. So, this is the one I call. This is the one I call What a Load of Crap. What a Load of Crap is basically whatever it is that irritates you, bothers you, something that you just think that you just need to get off your chest, that you just really want to share with people. And Dorothy, what would that be?
So it's like a bitch session, huh? I get to complain about stuff.
Well, I don't look at it that way. This actually comes from the fact that I used to have a show one day a week when I did a show 5 days a week called What a Load of Crap. And what it was is people would bring stuff in that they would share with the world. And the world and you know, basically something that they thought was important or something they thought was valuable or something they thought was earth shattering. I would ask a bunch of questions. And then my listeners would vote and we'd find out the following week whether they thought that what the person said was a diamond in the rough, whether it was fertilizer with, you know, which you could make things grow, but there was some value in it, or they thought it was just a complete load of crap. And so when I moved to once a week, I kind of put that in as, it's very interesting. Most people that I have on the show don't often get a chance to just talk about whatever they want when they go on a radio show. It's usually pretty constricted or structured or stuff like this. So this is, this gets the listeners a chance to get to know who you are by what you think is going on there that just, you know. I mean, sign astrology, you could have called a load of crap. Mm-hmm. You could have done it, or the 13th sign. So you could have said, this happens every 18 months where somebody runs out of something that they want to write about and they want to get lots of attention and lots of stuff. And so what they do is they dig this tired old story out again, polish it up, put it out, and then they get all this temporary energy. And then people figure out that they're full of a load of crap. And then 18 months later, somebody else does it.
That's right.
I don't know. What do you want to learn about?
You know what? One of the things that I think is really interesting, because besides being an astrologer, I'm very spiritual, metaphysical, intuitive, you know, all that, you know, that whole package thing there.
All that
and
crap.
One of the things that I think is, that whole, all that crap. And one of the things, and I know you agree with me, that really bugs me here is that people have this belief about, like, myself being a spiritual person, that I'm not allowed to be wound up about something. I'm not allowed to be angry, or I'm not allowed to make personal judgments. And another thing is, like, I'm not allowed to make a living doing what I'm doing. There's a lot of people out there that think that because I'm spiritual, that I can't also have and be a human being that has needs and a human being that has emotions. I think that's one of the discussions I like to have with once in a while with people. It's just like, because I counsel a lot of different people from all different walks of life, and a lot of them are saying, you know, I mean, I had a couple different people today, and they're like, well, I'm angry about this, and, you know, this isn't me. I'm angry about this, and I'm really sad about that, and I'm disappointed because of this, because there's a lot of anxiety in the world right now because of what the president does and what it instills in people. And it's just like, so right now is a little bit of an exception, but when somebody says that isn't me, I look at the client and I'm like, but that is you. It's okay for you to be angry. I mean, you don't have to go off on it and be, you know, I don't want to say the word, and be somebody that's, you know, really disrespectful to the people around you. But if you're angry about something, what is wrong with that? It's okay to be angry. It's okay to speak up for what you want. It's okay for you to earn a living and ask for, you know, for a fee for your spiritual services. And I mean, of course, there's people in the world that take advantage. That just happens. But be a good person and do these things for yourself. It's okay, you know, because we're spiritual doesn't mean we don't have to pay our rent and our car payment and feed ourselves, and that we don't get upset because somebody has upset us. That is my gripe.
Well,
my own crap.
As you know, I agree. And, you know, and mm-hmm. I want, you know, when I see the world out there in general, and I go, okay, so what we're doing is we're instilling in our children that money is a way to keep score about how successful your life has been. When you have money, you can buy nicer things. You can go nicer places. But whether we like it or not, we are constantly instilling in our children a value system based on how much wealth you acquire or how much you're valued or how much you're paid. And so we go out there and we say, well, you can be valued and paid millions of dollars because you can bounce a basketball or you can throw a football. You might be doing drugs. You might be promoting violence in music. You might be beating your spouse. You know, you can do all of these things, but you dribbled a basketball or threw a football or hit a baseball, and you should get millions of dollars. And that's the role model. If you have enough money, you can be a really awful person, but you're still admired and you're a role model because you made lots of money because, you know what? The world changed because somebody made a basket, because somebody hit a home run. It changed the world. It saved millions of people's lives. It cured cancer. It taught a child to read that went on and learned how to cure cancer. Oh, no, we underpay those people, and we underpay our spiritual people who hold our lives together and teach us how to have meaning in our lives and help us to get rid of all of the stuff, all of the lies we were told about ourselves and the world and how to be in the world. No, no. You charge how much? How much did you pay for those tickets to go to a basketball game or to go to a football game? Or how much did you pay to go do this or go do that? Hey, if that's your priority, that's fine. But you know what? Don't complain when your kids play out the values you role model to them.
Yeah.
And we were taught by some of the wealthiest corporations called churches that spiritual money, that spiritual people should be poor so they can be rich. I don't know if you've ever seen the house that Joel Osteen lives in, a big, huge, mega, multi-million dollar mansion for all of those people that give him money because of his being holier and greater than thou on the stage.
Really? I know what you're saying. I understand. Yeah. And the thing that's really interesting too, since you know we've kind of gone a little bit into this direction. The planet Saturn, where it's moving through the tropical zodiac right now in the sign of Sagittarius. And like I said earlier, it's about getting our news and our information through comedy, which is Sagittarius. But Saturn is the ruler. Each planet in zodiac sign is in charge of certain things. And one of the things Saturn's in charge of is structured religion. And it's so cool because the Pope right now in Catholic, you know, the Pope, he's a Sagittarius, so he is amazing, and he is really lightening up those really tight regulations. And I mean, it's all we get to see. We don't get to see really into the deep, so we know it's still superficial. But he is really lightening up these regulations and trying to make religion more spiritual, and that's what Saturn in Sagittarius also is. It's like getting our news from a source that's lighthearted and funny at times so we can feel a little better about what's going on because it's pretty stressful for a lot of people. But then Saturn is also, like I just said, is about finding spirituality and expanding spirituality as opposed to being religious. I ask people now, I can see it in your chart. If you're going to be a religious person or a spiritual person, you can believe in God and be a spiritual person, all right? Because that's where the lines are blurry right now. And so this is a piece of what's going on in the world today, that you can be spiritual. Yeah, you can believe in God. You can be a spiritual person. And yes, you need physical things. I need you to pay me to work. I need to be, if I'm upset about something, I need to be able to express that and acknowledge it. I'm not going to go out and be a maniac and be mean to people that don't deserve it. Nobody deserves you to be mean at them, but they do deserve the truth. So I think, to me, again, that spiritual piece, to bring it back to my original statement, is my spiritual piece is that I am spiritual and I believe in a lot of great things. I have kind of like a Buddhist belief in my life where let be and, you know, be who I am and be present and, you know, focus on what's going on in my life. But I also have emotions and I'm allowed to have them. And spiritual people need to have that. And I, you know, because I'm not Glinda. Since you brought up the Wizard of Oz thing, and my name is Dorothy.
Well, and I know that we're going to, any minute now, we're going to be getting the closing music. But again, this has been Dorothy Morgan, Web of Light astrologer, New Hampshire astrologer, and there's the music, and they can no longer hear us. Be well. See you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Kevin.